السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Remembering the Birth of the Best of Creation. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, who sent His Messenger with guidance and a clear truth. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the uniquely One, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. May peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon all of his family and companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah, and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah, wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayni min rahmatih, wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi, wa yaghfir lakum, wallahu ghafur. O you who have believed, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger, for He will then give you a double portion of His mercy and make for you a light by which you will walk and forgive you, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O Muslims. We are coming upon an immense occasion and an event of tremendous remembrance. For indeed, we are coming upon the birth of our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For He was the best of creation. He was the purest of them. He was the most merciful of them. And He was the one of most consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He was an answer to the supplication of our father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O Allah, send amongst them a messenger from themselves, who will recite to them your verses, and teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. Indeed, you are the most exalted in might, the wise. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was connected to this great dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim, and he was of those who taught the book and the wisdom and purified hearts. In effect, he was the good news that was given by Sayyidina Isa alaihi salam, who said, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, and bringing good tidings to you of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of His intimate friend Sayyidina Ibrahim. And then He brought to pass the mubashirat, the good tidings that were given by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam about the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And why should it not be good tidings when He was sent forth as a rahmatul muhda, a gift of rahmah? He was sent forth as rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy unto all the worlds. And so the very moment He came into this world, He was accompanied by numerous portents and signs. When He was born in what is known as the miraculous year of the Aam al-Fil, the year of the elephant, in that miraculous event that was only a portent, only a testimony to the lofty magnitude of the one who shall be born in it. For about that event, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about his birth, رأت أمي أنه يخرج منها نور أضاءت منها قصور الشام. He says that my mother, at the point she was giving birth, saw a light come out of her that illuminated for her the castles of Sham, the Levant. And this illumination was only a portent or a sign of the nature of the Prophet ﷺ being a light unto mankind, and an illumination from darkness unto the mercy of his Lord. And thus it was that the Prophet ﷺ lived his childhood in the protection and safeguarding care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as he approached adulthood, he was involved in the justice and seeking the rights for those who otherwise would be oppressed. And thus it was that he attended one of the most honorable of pledges, that known as Hilful Fudul, an alliance of virtues, in which the various tribes of Quraysh got together and sought a pact whereby they would strive to protect and preserve the rights of the oppressed and anyone in need of such protection in Mecca. And thus it was that the inhabitants of Mecca and any of those who came from outside who had dealings with them would have recourse to this group who had sought to protect the oppressed, those who otherwise would not have anyone to stand alongside them. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَقَدْ شَهِدْتُ حِلْفًا مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِهِ حُمْرَ النَّعْمِ. He said, I witnessed and partook in a pact that was more beloved to me than the worth of red camels. And red camels, brothers and sisters, here refers to what was the most prized possession of their time. In other words, this pact was more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than any other prized possession. And then he went on to say, وَلَوْ أُدْعَى بِهِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَأَجِبْتُ. He said, and if I was summoned to it in Islam, this pact, then I would surely answer its call. And what this means, brothers and sisters, is that this pact of allegiance indicates and contributes to the establishment of peace. And the essence of Islam is to establish common values and moral principles amongst humanity that ensures peace for the hearts and ultimately a guidance to people so they can enter Dar as Salaam. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Islam with regards to this pact would not increase anything therein except to stress it even more, to encourage and emphasize it even more. O lovers of the Prophet alayhi salam, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached 40 years of age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him forth to the world as in the state of Nubuwa, as a rahmatan, as a mercy unto the entirety of the universe. And from his mercy to us, we have to see that we in turn take part of that mercy in our hearts. For the degree to which we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the degree to which we will reflect and be mercies to those around us. Let us think just one hadith and reflect on one hadith as this khutbah comes to a close. And this is the greatest of hadith we can hear as a reflection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy, and it is what is known as the hadith of the Shafa'at al-Kubra, the great intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it mentions that mawqif, that event, that time when the entirety of mankind on the day of judgment will be fleeing from prophet to prophet and asking for the intercession and a way out from the tribulations that they may well face. And on that day, despite their great rank, each Prophet will, when he's asked, will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, idhabu ila ghayri. Myself, myself, go to someone else, until the people collectively will come to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and will say to them, O Muhammad, you are the one Allah has forgiven his shortcomings, both those before and those after. Make intercession for us with your Lord. You are the messenger of Allah. You are the seal of the prophets. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, so on that day I shall set forth, Ana laha, I am for this, until I come unto and beneath the arsh, the divine throne of the Rahman. And there I shall fall down prostrating to my Lord, until Allah will open up and inspire for me many of his praises and glorifications, the like of which he's never inspired for anyone before, until it would be said, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'sak, sal tu'at, washfa' tushaffa. O Muhammad, raise your head, ask and you shall be given, intercede and it shall be granted. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, I shall raise my head and I shall say. The Prophet ﷺ will say, he will not say, like all the, even the other prophets said, nafsi, nafsi. Rather he will say, ummati ya Rab, ummati ya Rab, ummati ya Rab. My people, my people, my people, oh my Lord. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, our Messenger of Allah, our Prophet, never forgot us. And he will never forget us on that day when every person will be thinking about himself. On that day he will be thinking about us. Let us bring to our hearts concern for him and to emulate him concern for his ummah. For the hadith goes on to say that the Prophet ﷺ will be answered and he will be allowed to bring in through the right gate of the paradise those of his people who have no hisab. And then it will be said to him, those of these people the Prophet ﷺ will make intercession for, who? Anyone who said La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart. And another hadith that says anyone who has a qatra, a atom weight of goodness in his heart alongside belief, will be interceded for by the Prophet ﷺ. So what could be greater as a blessing and a bestower? And what could be more rahmah than that? What could be more encompassing than that? Brothers and sisters, this is the day. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Let us rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Through Allah's grace and His rahmah, let us rejoice. And what is there better to rejoice in? That we are from His ummah. As one of the poets said, يَا مَعَشَرَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِنَّ لَنَا مِنَ الْعِنَايَةِ رُكْنًا غَيْرَ مُنْهَدِمِ. O people of Islam, there is from us, from Allah's care, a pillar that can never break. When He called us to the way of His prophets, بِأَكْرَمِ الرُّسُلِ كُنَّ أَكْرَمَ الْأُمَمِ أَوْ أَصْبَحْنَا أَكْرَمَ الْأُمَمِ. By the following the way of the greatest of prophets, we became the greatest of the ummah. O Allah, make us lovers of your Prophet alayhi salam, and make us from those who benefit from his seerah. Make us from those who emulate his character and act upon the guidance he gave, and make us from those who benefit from his shafa'ah, and assist us all in the way of taqwa, taqwa towards him. Ya Allah, may Allah bless us, Ya Allah, with the following of the Quran and the sunnah of his noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say this and I seek forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.